all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh boy, have I got a red hot question for you right now, Michelle.
I can't imagine.
Oh my God, does porn hurt or help a relationship?
I think we're going to find out from Dr. Barb Dupree, but my take is that to each his own.
To each his own. Dr. Barb Dupree is a women's healthcare provider for over 20 years and director of the Women's Midlife Services at Holland Hospital, Holland, Michigan. Welcome to the Her Radio Show, Dr. Dupree, and you couldn't even ask for a more red-hot topic. Does porn hurt or help a relationship? Welcome, Dr. Dupree.
Thank you.
Well,
Barb, tell us, give us the scoop.
Come on, we're sitting on the edge of our seats here. Come on.
Well, I guess I'd first like to start out just by saying it. Michelle alluded to this. It probably is a matter of taste. So I think there's a large gray zone here. And my practice is specifically women's health, so I'm not hearing the men's perspective on this as consistently as I'm hearing the women's perspective. And in my practice, I use the terminology erotica and pornography and trying to separate and just make a distinction between those. So while I advocate that couples may consider using erotica in a relationship to enhance sexual content and maybe improve their sexual health, I see pornography as something quite different, and women will use that term in referencing what their partners are, how their partners are using it as well. So I think it's definitely a gray zone, but in my practice, the terminology I'd use is pornography is probably destructive to a relationship, where erotica we look at as maybe enhancing or improving a sexual relationship.
Well, could you define that? What's the difference between both of those?
And again, I do think it is a matter of taste, but in general, we think of pornography as really having no significant narrative to what's being portrayed. It's really more just sex, raw sex, probably unrealistic in the characters and the visuals they're using, requiring no imagination and maybe some feeling of exploitation, sort of a distorted sexual content from what we would all have the perspective from our personal lives, where erotica, I would insert as more having maybe more emotional content, more realistic, more depth to it. It can be seen as a shared event. My perspective is, too, that women have an opinion, whether it's one or the other. And sometimes the distinction might be whether it's used inclusively, mutually, or exclusively. And I think the exclusive use of pornography is probably not beneficial to a relationship.
I agree. Totally. And I told Pam this. It used to be, you know, if when I was married before, I did not want my husband watching pornography. Mm-hmm. That just was not acceptable to me. And as I've, you know, matured, I think there's something to be said about having a partnership where you can both have that erotica and have it together. But I think it's that I've grown with age, from, you know, being 54 now and, you know, being married in my 20s. I think I've changed and my whole sexual, you know, awareness has changed. And I'm more comfortable with myself, I think, too. And I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, you have to be able to, and Pam and I talked about this, don't you think it's the most important thing, Barb, here is that they communicate. Like, most people don't communicate about their sexual health and what they're looking for, what they want.
Yes, I would agree. And what I hear is that women feel cheated on and betrayed when they discover that men have been viewing in their minds pornography for, you know, the result of stimulation and excluding them from the conversation, the event. And so it does, I think, the feeling of betrayal and being cheated on. I don't think that makes it all the information that's out there fall into the category of pornography. Again, I think it's more how it's incorporated in a relationship as much as what exactly is on the screen or what's being read or viewed, however you want to, whatever medium you want to receive it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to put my little doctorly hat on here. A lot of people out there don't realize that actually looking at pornography per se may also be one of the signs and symptoms of sex addiction. And addiction per se, like this, is very highly associated with the use of stimulants. And that could be everything from Adderall, which is used for ADHD, to cocaine or whatever else. And so there's also this kind of interesting medical perspective with regard to this, too. Maybe women didn't realize. I had a patient who noted that her husband, she found her husband was staying up until late watching, you know, porn, didn't mm-hmm. realize that what he was actually doing also was he was taking enormous amounts of Adderall and never told her. And it goes hand in hand. So once he took care of one thing, the other disappeared. So that's just an interesting twist to this.
And what I will hear patients relate to, too, is that men, as a result of that, are not able to have an erection then with their when they're with their partner. That it
right.
can only happen with the more exaggerated, unrealistic vision that they're getting on the screen. And as a result, they can't perform when they're with their partner.
Or they'll actually try to turn their partner into the person on the screen.
Right.
Both mentally and as well as actually physically and visually, and which you know puts the partner in a terrible place because now we're into play acting out somebody else's fantasy, and you're being exploited, you're being used, and that's not right at all.
That's a hard thing to do. On Empower, it's interesting because what we see is a lot of our women. One woman in particular, there's a thread on the site, and she titles it, "My husband has a porn addiction. Should I let him take pictures of me?" And it got 61 responses, which is, you know, amazing, and it continues on today. But it was interesting, if you go and look at the thread, you see, I mean, you got a cross-section of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one says, "My husband's looking at porn. It has absolutely nothing to do with me and how much sex I give him." And then you have others who, you know, are the reverse of that. But I think it's interesting that now we're getting into all of these other things, like let's videotape this and let's put this out on the web so everybody can see us having sex, or one person doesn't know. And how do you, you know, how do you stop that from happening, Barb?
Well, I think the fact that she posed the question, obviously she had some degree of discomfort with considering that in my mind. So I think using your own best judgment, you know, I think your gut oftentimes tells you when you've crossed the line that's making you uncomfortable or not.
You know something?
And women need to be intuitive for that.
I would never have my picture taken or a video. I mean, forget it.
No,
you never
way.
Know. You know, it's too weird out there. Dr. Barb Dupree, we are so thankful you've joined us here on Her Radio. Learn more about Dr. Dupree's wonderful work at MiddlesexMD.com. Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget to go to Empower and visit this thread. "My husband has a porn addiction. Should I let him take pictures of me?" You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.